Welcome, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into, well, quite a complex situation around something called FD Coin and a state warning that came out.
Yeah, it's definitely got layers. We're looking at audio from the person right in the middle of it all.
And their whole argument seems to boil down to this phrase, structure protects truth.
Exactly. They're coming from a background in development mathematics.
Right. And using that structure, that logic, to push back against some pretty serious accusations of fraud.
So our mission here is really to unpack that. What does structure protects truth actually mean in this context?
Yeah. Let's try and get past the headlines and look at the, you know, the system they're describing.
Okay. So the starting point is the state warning. Apparently, it just landed. No hearing. No conversation beforehand.
Which seems unusual, right? You'd expect some kind of dialogue first.
You would think. And then, almost immediately, platforms started labeling this person a fraud.
Wow, okay. So how did they respond? Just deny it?
Well, that's what's interesting. Instead of just saying, no, I'm not, the response was like, look at my background. I'm a developer, a mathematician. I build structured systems.
Huh. Leaning into their identity as a builder.
It's a different way to tackle it, for sure.
Okay, so this ties back to the structure protects truth idea. There's this specific concept mentioned, the dual squared princip.
Dual princy, yeah. It sounds complex, but think of it like this. Every piece of logic, every bit of code has a kind of mirror.
A mirror, like reflecting it.
Sort of a resonance mirror, as they call it. It's constantly checking. Does the output match what's expected? Is it behaving ethically according to the rules set within the system itself?
So it's like a built-in check.
Almost like an ethical feedback loop hardwired into the code. The emphasis is all on making it verifiable, reproducible, auditable.
Not just, you know, slick marketing talk that you sometimes get from startups.
Right. They position it as much more rigorous, almost scientific.
Okay. So there's a practical side too. A universal template based on this.
Yes, exactly. A blueprint for ethically structured software.
What does that look like in practice? What are the key parts?
Think modularity, first off, like building blocks. Each one does its job, and you can check each block independently.
Makes sense. Easier to isolate problems.
And then auditability, you need to be able to trace everything, see every step, every change, and crucially, reversibility. You can undo things if needed.
Okay. And there's something called the resonance schema.
Right, that ties it together. Function, security, and traceability. These aren't separate silos. They're meant to be interconnected.
Creating this network of responsibility you mentioned.
Exactly, where errors or issues in one part naturally affect others in a traceable way. It's designed for transparency.
Which, as you said, is kind of the opposite of what someone trying to commit fraud would want. They'd want complexity, hidden pathways.
Precisely. Fraud tends to thrive in darkness and obfuscation. Science, or in this case, structured development, needs light. It relies on explanation, on clear structure.
And the documentation plays a big role here. You mentioned GitHub, PDFs.
Absolutely. Version control on GitHub, detailed PDF docs, visual representations of the modules. It's all about laying it bare.
The argument being that the structure itself, being so open and documented, makes deliberate deception almost impossible to hide.
Or at least incredibly difficult and risky for the person trying it. It's mathematically verifiable, they claim.
Okay, let's zoom in on FD Coin itself.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, according to them? Because the state warning suggests a financial product, right?
Well, this is where it gets paradoxical. They describe FD Coin as an internal innovation project.
Internal, meaning?
Meaning developed inside their own company structure, purely as an exploration of an ethical payment system.
Mm.
Crucially, they state, no public promotion, no sales drives.
No investment rounds.
No external capital flow, apparently. No tokens actually emitted or sold. And a really key point, no customer accounts were ever created.
Ah, okay. Because customer accounts often trigger licensing requirements.
Right.
Exactly. If there are no customers, no public offering, no tokens changing hands, the basis for needing a BaFin, the German regulator license, seems, well, questionable under those specific circumstances.
So why the warning then? It seems disconnected from what they say FD Coin was.
That's the core of their complaint. They frame the warning as a reputation attack, potentially based on incomplete information, which was then amplified by platforms without doing their own checks.
Okay, so if this open structure is the defense,
hmm.
Why is that inherently anti-fraud? You touched on it, but let's make it explicit.
Because a fraudster needs shadows, complexity, ways to hide what they're doing. This person published what they call an open structure model.
Putting it all out there.
Right. The proof, they argue, isn't just in saying I'm innocent. It's in the code, the logic, the visible interconnections. They claim they intentionally avoided complex protection mechanisms that might obscure the logic, precisely so others, developers, researchers, legal experts could scrutinize it.
Interesting. Letting the transparency be the defense.
The idea of the truth embedded in the structure is the ultimate protection against attacks or attempts at control.
And making this template, this structure, public, wasn't just a PR move after the warning.
They position it as an act of science, not PR. Putting it on GitHub, explaining it in audio, providing the docs it's presented as sharing research, inviting scrutiny.
Rehabilitation through structure, almost. The framework itself exposes those trying to undermine it unfairly.
That seems to be the underlying philosophy, yes. Let the clarity of the system speak for itself.
So this principle, this structure, protects truth. It feels bigger than just software development.
It definitely seems intended that way. Structure as a fundamental stance, a way to operate even if you don't have, say, huge legal resources.
Mm-hmm.
Rely on the integrity of your structure.
And maybe offer it as a model for others facing similar situations.
Potentially, yes. For anyone who feels they need to speak out but lacks traditional power.
So the challenge they're putting out there to anyone skeptical is, don't just take our word for it or the accuser's word. Go look.
Exactly. Examine the code on GitHub. Listen to the detailed explanations. Investigate the FD coin structure through the channels provided.
And the expectation is that anyone who does that honestly will find what?
Clarity, logic, interconnections, but no evidence of deception or hidden mechanisms. That's the bet they're making.
It's a bold stance. So the final takeaway is this powerful idea. Structure protects truth.
Yes, though with a sort of philosophical footnote they added,
just
acknowledging that words like always or infinite don't really apply perfectly. Even these structures exist within larger systems, resonance loops connected to broader cosmic principles. They even reference things like the universe expanding in EMCIY.
Wow, okay, taking it to a pretty fundamental level.
It is, but the core idea for you, the listener, to perhaps consider is, how might this principle of structure, clear, verifiable, open structure, serve as a foundation for truth in other areas beyond just code?
A really interesting thought to end on. How structure relates to truth in our own lives and the information we encounter.
Definitely something to think about.